can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
KB Kennedy brought to you by Cumberland Farms. Sarah's from Walpole. Good morning, Sarah.
Hey.
Hello, hello, hello. You're on the way to the dentist's office this morning?
I am. I'm getting braces next month, but I'm getting Invisalign today.
All right. Well, I have no idea what you said because
your
phone
broke. She said Invisalign today.
Oh, she's getting Invisalign.
Yes.
She should probably stop walking or whatever because the phone's going out of range or something.
Will you ask Kennedy to leave the studio, please, Sarah?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, you too.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100, okay?
Okay.
Kennedy stepped into the soundproof studio that we call the Deathly Hallows. She can't hear any of the questions I'm about to give you. Kennedy, with only 188 losses, but over 2,000 wins. I can't see the number. They're kind of rubbed out. 2,032. Thank you, Dan. Question number one, it was 15 years ago today. In Da Club was number one in the country. Mm-hmm. Who sings In Da Club?
I have no idea.
What?
Have you not been in the club in a while?
No, it's been a while.
Question number two. On this date in 2013, it was announced that Jimmy Fallon would replace Jay Leno as host of The Tonight Show. Which late night show host is a regular cable TV? Which late night show host is on regular cable TV with his show on TBS? Okay. Question number three. Beyonce has reportedly been putting in 11-hour rehearsal days to prepare for her Coachella headlining set. In which state does Coachella take place?
In California.
Question number four. Stranger Things star Millie Bobby Brown will be earning, get ready to feel bad about your life, $3.2 million for the upcoming season of the show.
Wow.
Wow.
Which season of Stranger Things will the next one be?
Season 3.
Question number 5. Nobody knew that The Weeknd was releasing a new album until the last minute, but it didn't hurt sales. My Dear Melancholy is probably going to be the number one album in the country. Which pop star broke his heart in October of last year and gave him the motivation for the new album?
Britney Spears? I have no idea.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
That's all right. Hey, if you don't know it, go funny. That's what I always say.
All right. Sarah got 2 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right.
These are very difficult questions. Are you ready?
Yep.
Question number one. It was 15 years ago today. In Da Club was number one in the country. Who sings In Da Club?
50 Cent.
Mm-hmm. It is 50 Cent. Go shorty, it's your birthday.
We're not allowed to do that on the show.
What?
Birthday shout outs.
Oh, you're right. My bad. 1-0, question number 2.
So shorty, leave us alone.
On this date in 2013, it was announced that Jimmy Fallon would replace Jay Leno as the host of The Tonight Show. Which late night show host is on regular cable TV with his show on TBS?
Conan O'Brien.
It is Conan.
Oh.
2-0, question number 3. Beyonce has reportedly been putting in 11-hour rehearsal days to prepare for her Coachella headlining set. In which state does Coachella take place?
California.
3-1. Question number 4. Stranger Things star Millie Bobby Brown will be earning $3.2 million for the upcoming season of the show.
Get it, girl.
Which season of Stranger Things will the next one be?
3.
4-2. Question number 5. Nobody knew The Weeknd was releasing a new album, Kennedy. Did you know it?
Yeah, there were rumors to it, yeah.
Okay, well, it didn't hurt sales. My Dear Melancholy is probably going to be number one. Which pop star broke his heart in October of last year and gave him the motivation to record the album?
Selena Gomez.
It was Selena Gomez. That is a sweep, Kennedy. Sarah, she did pretty good, didn't
she? Wow.
Yeah.
She did awesome.
She did good. You don't get the cash, but I do have 4 tickets to The Sound of Music coming to the Wang Theater May 1st through the 13th, the spirited, romantic, and beloved musical story of Maria and the Von Trapp family will once again thrill audiences with its Tony Grammy, and Academy Award winning Best Score. Tickets available now at boxcenter.org. But you've got them for free. You enjoy those, okay?
Fun. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for listening, Sarah. Have fun at the dentist.
Yeah, right.
I said no one ever.
Right?
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Sarah from Walpole, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.